Defense, Roman's countrymen. It's stage direction with Zoe Larson coming.
Oh, morena, Zoe.
Morena. That voice has such a growly feel to it.
It's Sam from The Office.
Oh.
Stage nice. Direction.
Onwards, anyway.
Hey, how are you?
I'm pretty good. It's been nice on the interweb seeing people slowly start to talk about their shows that are coming up, in-person
awesome.
Shows.
Oh, yeah. Cool. So that's the thing that's coming back. I was going to ask you.
Yeah,
well,
it'll
obviously
be back.
It's coming back, but like in the
theater
in the,
is dead.
In the sooner future.
Yeah, I think there's one coming out in July, which I'll be talking about soon.
Sorry, words are hard sometimes.
Oh no, I understand.
I completely understand.
So July.
Yeah, however, I'm going to leave that for a later stage direction.
Cool.
There's still some really good quarantine content coming out at the moment. One that I was looking at last night, it's this New York director-performer guy called Joshua William Gelb. It says here that I don't know if jazz singer is this like avant-garde play he's done or if he is also a jazz singer.
He's also a jazz singer.
Anyway, he's been doing this really cool series of live performances in his apartment.
Oh, cool.
Where he's created this this white box, and he there's someone been choreographing dances within this box, and
cool.
It represents the lockdown, and it's very cool with the camera movements, like the camera turns around and it looks
awesome.
Like he's falling and climbing, and they're very aesthetically pleasing, and they're also not that long,
right?
So as I said, they are live performances, but I think he uploads them all as well,
so okay, so you can tune in later if you've missed it.
Yeah, totally. It's just some pretty nice arty content. And I assume that he is a struggling theatre man that would appreciate some views on YouTube.
Hit like and subscribe.
Yeah. But yeah, if you do want to head out, check out his stuff, you can head to his YouTube channel, Joshua William Gelb. And the dance pieces are choreographed by Katie Rose McLaughlin.
Awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds
cool.
Very cool.
There's some theatre people out in the world.
Love it.
Doing some stuff. Back here in New Zealand, though, Proudly Asian Theatre has released a series of short interviews with Asian creatives about, like, not making stuff during lockdown, reconnecting with their humanity, and reevaluating our relationships to artists and
awesome.
Stuff. They're done by Mariana Infante, who was up last year talking about her play Panay.
Mm.
And I actually messaged her last night, and she's got a little bio about it. So
cool.
I'll just read that out now. And she says, with the increasing number of content, there is a further need to ensure that we continue to nurture spaces that are inclusive and represent diversity of our culture. Proudly Asian Theatre's Mariana Infante acknowledges that the pandemic has not only affected people's physical and mental health, but it has impacted the Asian community's confidence and identity. Prior to this global crisis, the Asian community has been isolated from conversations and opportunities, and with the current climate, they're confronted by public scrutiny, discrimination, and xenophobia. Proudly Asian Theatre has recently released a new series of interviews for their social platforms called Breathing Space. It's a short interview series about Pan-Asian creatives not making, and basically all the stuff I said before, and their sort of relationship to creative practice and humanity during the lockdown.
Mm-hmm.
So each episode presents Pan-Asian creatives. They're interviewed by Marianne. And the artworks that are featured in the interviews, they're really cool, and they're by Mark Konako. They released their first episode interview on Wednesday, and next week they'll be Tuesdays and Thursdays, and you can see them on
awesome.
Pat's Facebook page and YouTube and Instagram. And they're really nice, and they talk about like how it's great, like lockdown was a great time to make stuff, but also it
really
was a nice,
hard,
time to reconnect yourself. And
that's awesome. That sounds like a really cool series. I'd be keen to watch that.
Mm. Yeah. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram.
Proudly Asian Theatre.
Yes.
Awesome. Anything else?
Yes. Much more. Well, two more things. Ben Hurley is doing a Save Our Venues comedy tour.
Awesome. Is this in the flesh, in the actual venue?
It is. It is indeed. It starts on the... Oh, my God. It starts tonight. The Straight Out of Lockdown tour, the Friday 29th of May, which is
awesome.
Today. At the Classic, and then he's moving all through New Zealand pretty much.
Sweet as. So you can go and see some live comedy in the flesh.
That's
tonight.
Great. That's nice to be able to talk about something live.
It's very cool. It is very
I think
cool.
That might be the first time in a while.
Anya Ben Hurley. That sounds great. And yeah, it does look like a very extensive tour. So if you're listening from elsewhere in the country, just jump online and have a look at those dates, because they seem to be, he seems to be going, yeah, pretty much everywhere.
Everywhere from Napier to Queenstown and
lots
all
of
the
places
other ones
in between. Nice. And what was your last one there?
Oh, as usual, National Theatre has cool. another one of their plays. I actually hadn't heard of this one until I was looking up what play they had on, but it's called This House. It premiered in 2012. This is a 2013 production of it that's been filmed, and it's a political play set in the Palace of Westminster in the 1970s. And basically, the 1970s in Britain was like a huge period of political turmoil. A lot of old, long-standing politicians died, and tradition was being chucked out the window. And this play is sort of about all of that and the vote of no confidence that the government got. And so those in power just had this epic downward spiral, which eventually ended in the election of none other than Maggie Thatcher.
Very interesting times.
Stage directions turned into a little political lecture for you. If you want more, you can check out that play.
Awesome.
I couldn't work out if it was a comedy or a drama or a bit of both, so
just have to watch it and find out.
Yeah.
Excellent.
But that's it, really.
That sounds
week.
Great. That sounds great, and it is really awesome that we can both watch things from home and also get out and about as well now, which is very cool
totally.
To hear.
Totally.
Hey, have a lovely long weekend, Zoe.
Oh my gosh, yes, the long weekend.
So
you've
got plenty
too.
Of time to watch theatre.
Oh yes.
Awesome. Hey, we will see you next Friday.
Yes, see you then.
That was Stage Direction with Zoe Larson-Cumming.
It certainly was. Lots of good stuff to get started.